This week's Activist of the Week has one simple request. Just let me teach. Justin Oakley, welcome to Busted Pencils.
Well, what a great honor, and good to be back, Tim. You've also been on our program.
What made you move into the idea that you should have an education talk show?
Well, minus your show, I'm not aware that there isn't a major media outlet on Earth that's reporting the other side of the coin of what's happening to our education policy in this country. And, you know, we put it out there, started the show. Actually, next month will be 2 years that we've been on the air. And I was lucky out of the gate, had Diane Ravitch come on, did the whole hour. Kind of had the who's who and the education world in Indiana. I've also had the Bats on quite a bit. And we've had Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils on.
Yeah, that guy's horrible.
You know, we have authors from all over the country come join us. We've become kind of like this little landing pad to kind of hear the other side of the story, the truthful side of the story.
In the media, when it comes to talking about what's happening in education, if you just listen to what they quote call mainstream media, you would assume that teachers are failing, schools are failing, and charter schools are the answer to all that is wrong with American education. So Just Let Me Teach Radio is one of those shows that says, hey, wait a minute, there's a different narrative here. In fact, I like the way you say truthfulness. What's your connection to education?
I was a classroom teacher for 10 years. I was also a local president of my local for 10 every year that I taught. So I guess I was crazy out of the gate. I actually ran for state superintendent against the great Tony Bennett here, not the singer, but the superintendent that was an Alec Bott spokesperson that basically came in, went all around the country on Indiana taxpayer dimes and told everybody how terrible education was in Indiana, and kicked teachers' teeth in all around the state, and then couldn't believe he got beat. You know, I'm glad you asked that, because I was 35, had never run for political office, and from a very small town in the state of Indiana, and I ran. No one believed it. No one thought you could beat that guy. And a couple weeks before the convention, we picked that seat at the party convention, and the party, for whatever reason, chose Glenda Ritz. I got out, got behind her, and she won. I kind of went from invincible to invisible on that part of the story, but there's a little secret. There were a couple Davids against the Goliath. There were several Davids, and thousands of teachers got on board in that campaign and got people out to vote.
Justin, it sounds to me like Just Let Me Teach is out there doing the good work of making sure that our public schools and our communities value our public schools. Justin, I want to take the time to say thank you. I appreciate you being on the show. Hey, man, keep busting pencils. Website, Justin?
Yeah, www.indianatalks.com. We're on every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. You just go to tune in, find our Indiana Talks and listen live, or let's find the podcast at our website, or Twitter, @JustLetMe_teach, Facebook, Just Let Me Teach.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.